Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 8:08 and it's time to get some people set up with the money. Ancient. A-N-C-I-E-N-T. Ancient is this hour's code word. Text ANCIENT to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 on our national contest. That number again, 72881. ANCIENT, A-N-C-I-E-N-T, is your code word this hour. Message and data rates may apply. I'm running out of words or something. Picking some hard words. ANCIENT. But like Vinny said, you know, you start typing it in, your phone will take over.
It should.
The rest of it. Yeah. ANCIENT is the code word this hour. Have a new one for you next hour, 12K a day, here on the Alice. So on Mondays, we get the charts. This is the Billboard Top 200 or whatever it's called, something like that. Oh, yeah, Billboard 200, that is what it's called. These are the biggest records in the, although, you know, it's, I even feel weird saying that because this is really just the, what's risen to the top, because these days with the lack of actual sales of units of albums, they'll take any 10 songs that get streamed, call it an album. They'll take any 10 singles, call it an album. So here's who's risen to the top of the... At number 10 is Post Malone. Pretty consistently. I don't know. I don't even know how to say it
anymore.
The
top of the cream?
Yeah, you know, the cream rises to the top of the milk. The cream rises to the top.
It's your saying. Get it right.
My dad said when they used to get milk in a bottle, because it wasn't homogenized, like the cream would separate. It would be that you'd scoop the cream off the top of the milk.
So they'd say, here's what rises to the top of the cream?
Like the cream is the best part. It rises to the top. Cream of the crop. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Play the song.
Okay, back to Post Malone, Beer Bongs, and Bentleys. 42,000 copies.
Better now, better now. Not around, not around. Let you down, let you down.
Oh, you're very impressive, Hooman.
Thank you.
Really
good
singing.
Words to everything, boy.
Better now, better now. Not around, not around. Let you down, let you down.
Number 9 is Travis Scott's record, Astroworld, 47,000 copies. Something smells bad around here. Stinky.
Sarah and Vinny love this.
Isn't Stacey Dash from Clueless?
Yeah.
You know, she's it. And she's a big Republican pundit.
Huge.
All right, we have a new one, an EP from Khalid coming in at number 8, Sun City, 50,000 copies of that.
Who's this again?
Khalid. I get some of these. There's like a DJ Khaled, there's Khalid, but then there's another guy with a similar name too.
Lil Khalid?
Yeah, right. Young Khalid, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, Khalid, 50,000 copies of this. Drake's Scorpion is number 7, 51,000 copies.
Oh, this is a good song.
At number 6 is Lil Baby and Gunna, 56,000 copies of Drip Harder. Does that mean?
It's a leaky faucet.
I guess. The plumbing has gone bad.
Stripping harder, everybody.
Lil Wayne's The Carter Five, 65,000 copies for 5th place.
Uh-oh.
I like that.
Suck this.
That's fun. Who was
about?
That?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne is Kendrick Lamar.
I like
terrible.
That. You didn't like that?
No.
Oh, that was fun.
Was that the song you were playing for me in the car the other day, Brent?
That's correct.
Oh,
man.
Boy. At number 4 is the new Disturbed record. This is debuting in 4th place. Evolution, 71,000 copies.
This is Disturbed.
At least it's rock.
I was reading about their album, and these guys were like, we think this new album's going to be our Metallica's Black Album.
Oh.
Hearing it, I don't... That's not...
Well, nice that they have high hopes, Vinny.
I think Metallica sold like 25 million of those things.
Yeah.
The Black Album.
That was definitely the one that sort of crossed into sort of mainstream.
Enter Sandman. Mm-hmm.
Like totally accessible sounding tunes.
Mm-hmm.
This is doesn't quite get there. They've got that double bass going though. Greta Van Fleet debuted in third place.
All right.
87,000 copies of their debut album, Anthem of the Peaceful Army. This is the band everyone says is the new Zeppelin.
Wow.
Sweet. Future and Juice WRLD debuted in second place. World on Drugs, 98,000 copies. And staying at number one, third straight week, is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's A Star is Born soundtrack. 109,000 copies of this in its third week. Myself falling for change. This is a sweet song, actually. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
So as someone who's never seen A Star is Born, what I've been able to cobble together from the things you've said is he was a huge star.
Yeah.
He's a fallen star, though.
He's definitely on the backside of his stardom.
Of his
and
peak.
She sort of breathes some life into him and inspires him again. And in the meantime, she's becoming huge.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a puke.
Well, he's a drunk.
Right.
He wants to do the right thing. He wants to be good. And it's nice when he is sober. You're like, oh, man, maybe he'll pull out.
And then he doesn't.
And then he doesn't.
Then what happens?
And then she wins a... I don't want to say
well,
what
I'm
happened.
Not trying to There's get it all good, out of you, but I'm just...
Some awful, all right. awful things that happen. There's one scene in particular that is just like, oh, boy.
About his drunkenness? Is that what you, oh, yeah.
I want to tell you, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Is it when she's in the bathtub?
No, it's
she
when,
stands up
it's when she's up on a stage. And
oh,
he,
you know what man.
You know what I'm talking about.
Talking about the Grammys?
Yep.
How's Andrew Dice Clay in the movie?
Andrew Dice Clay is surprisingly good.
Did he wet his pants at the Grammys? He did?
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
That was just a random guess. You didn't have to say yes, that's what he did.
Well, you asked me. I nodded and I thought you'd, you know, cover for me.
I've never yeah. seen it.
Yeah, it's
You're
really...
You cover?
Oh, yeah.
Does she love him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does?
They love yes. each other.
Oh,
it's
he loves her, too?
It's a beautiful story.
In every version, the woman stands by the man.
Oh, boy. I'm actually going to start...
Don't start.
I'm thinking about,
If you want to cry, do it right into the mic.
I'm not doing it into the mic. Don't be silly. It's a really nice, it's a good movie. She did a beautiful job
yeah.
in that role.
She
and
did?
Actually, and yes, and Bradley Cooper's great in it too. It's a very good
movie. Oh, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, Dave Chappelle's randomly in it. Dice is great. He plays her dad, and you don't even realize it's him at first. And
he's in a lot of stuff, but yeah. like that's not...
He's a good actor.
A random appearance.
He and his group of other dude friends who are like, I think they have like a betting pool.
No, they're chauffeurs.
Oh, chauffeurs. Okay.
Betting.
I don't know. Aren't they playing poker or something?
How's Yuzette's boyfriend?
What?
Oh, Sam
Elliott. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He's excellent. He's great.
What does he play?
He plays, I don't want to tell you because it's kind of a reveal.
How's the amazing Alec Baldwin in all of his time in the film?
I don't even remember him in it.
He has one line.
What is it?
So Saturday Night Live.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's the host when she's on. Allie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Allie.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Play this.
This is the funniest thing. Okay.
All right. We don't need to. We get it.
I'm pretty sure that's up.
The girl leaves the house with the prepared speech and sleeps through the rest of the... We got it.
Okay. So I think that's up at Radio Alice. Oh, no. It's on our
Facebook.
Okay. Black Eyed Peas have released Masters of the Sun Volume 1. Will you please effing turn that thing off? Black Eyed Peas have released an album. First album in 8 years. No Fergie.
No Fergie. Yeah.
Masters, will you please stop it? Masters of the Sun, Volume 1. This is their seventh studio album. And they say it's a departure from the EDM and pop music that they've been putting out here. It's back to a hip-hop sound that they were originally known for. And so here's... okay.
All right, here's Dopeness.
This is not bad.
That's all right.
Certainly heard worse songs in the top 10, that's for sure. Anything else? You just grab that one?
I grab two if you want
all right.
to.
Yeah, give me another one. Why
I
not?
Think you may have heard this one. It's called Big Love.
Well, they're looking good, too. Here's a shot of them. Oh, they should get Kesha in the band. She's in everybody else's band. Just heard the chick sing. I'm like, oh, they need a singer. So there you go. That's a new Black Eyed Peas record, and that is out. I'm not sure if that came out just over the weekend it dropped, because that was not on our list for Friday. So Cake has a new song.
You love Cake.
I do love Cake. I have not yet heard this, so Brittany pulled it. Over the summer, they were on the road with Ben Folds. Unfortunately, that didn't come near us.
Cake does remind me of our station DRE.
For sure. Oh, my God. They have a show, on November 2nd in Fresno. That's as close as they get. At the Historic Crest Theater in the Know. So Cake has a song called Sinking Ship. This is the first new song in 7 years. And actually, last month they released a cover. Let me see if I don't see a... I don't see anything about an album, but there's a new song, and here it is, Cake, Sinking Ship.
I like it.
I do, too.
Was that first skip an edit?
No, that's our computer's been doing that recently.
Okay.
It's been like kicking around
you
songs.
Want me to, speaking of kicking, you want me to fix that for you?
Yeah, kick it. Try kicking it. That usually works.
It's the one in the office. I'm not sure. Every once in a while, it glitches like that.
So as it's recording it, you bring it in here, and then you realize.
Right.
Uh-oh. I'll turn that up. Okay. That's good. I'm always excited for a new Cake. It's been a while. Plus, I love Cake. Delicious. Prince's six siblings. Prince, as you know, passed away.
Uh-huh.
And then the squabbling began.
Well, first it was, how many? 100 DNA tests?
700 people came forward and said, yeah, I'm definitely Prince's kid. And so they began doing the DNA test. I don't know if any of these six people that are calling themselves his siblings, actually came out of that 700-person search. But they have begun to allow things to happen with his estate, one of which was the museum, is the museum. They've turned his Paisley Park into a museum where people can see his things and walk around in his home. And they're getting a nice paycheck for it. So I guess there's, some sort of trust-style overlord that is saying, here's what your salary will be to promote this.
As an employee of Paisley Park.
Right.
Huh.
According to court documents, I guess this was a filing in the estate's case with the heirs about attorney's fees, and it reveals that all six siblings, his sister and his five half-siblings, each got $100,000 for their initial participation in the museum. They'll also get $25,000 at the commencement of each additional year of the deal. Mm-hmm. So I guess that this is so that they can have some money while the whole thing is being sorted out, because that sounds like zero money compared to what he actually has. And I would think even since his death, the royalties must be insane, and it almost seems like that tends to make the whole... It's like when Michael Jackson died, it had been scattered, and so then it just becomes sort of a whole. It becomes defined, and then they...
Well, and a business person gets in there and gets a look at things and goes, okay.
Yeah, we're going to spend that. That's going. This is going. These come in. Let's get that back.
Who was running this place?
Yeah.
So in return for the $100,000 and then the $25,000 each year, they are to provide interviews, consultation, and access to their unique information, photographs, and memorabilia for use in the museum and exhibition. So there you go. Just a little glimpse into what's going on in the Prince Will situation. Look how thick this story is. It's huge. Prince Charles is... There's a book, I guess, coming out about Prince Charles, because he's about... Even if they're saying that the queen may, at age 95, step aside and he would be the regent until she passed, he's still going to, no matter what, he's going to be the oldest person to ever assume the throne. He's like 1,000 years old. His
Prince
mom's
Charles?
1,500. Yeah.
69.
He is... That's so funny. So, 69. That's...
Not young.
No. Not Not old, though, either. Anyway, I guess there's a lot of talk that he had met Diana 12 times before they married, and that he knew in his heart that this was a mistake, and that he did not want to marry her, and yet he went through. She was an aristocrat's daughter, and they went through with the whole thing. And apparently there's a lot of info in this upcoming book. Let me see if I can find the name of it. Apparently I'm not going to be able to find it. But they're talking about... it's being written by... Is it called Shadow King? No. That's
so he's... What you're saying is he boned her for his country.
Yes.
Did it for...
This guy,
the motherland.
Robert Jobson is the book's author. Of course, I can't find the damn name of the book. But Robert Jobson has accompanied the prince for 18 months on tour around the world. And he's also he's reported on the royals for about 3 decades. And he spoke to many current and former staff members and to Charles himself. And so this is what he's put together. And they say the big thing is he's going to say, I never should have married Diana. I didn't want to marry Diana. It was a mistake to marry Diana. I wanted to be a tampon for Camilla Parker Bowles the whole time.
That never really happened.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
You're saying he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have the audio. I mean, if you can find the audio.
Wait, he's saying that to her, and someone recorded that, and then leaked.
Like their FBI recorded it, whatever their FBI is.
And she's saying to him, it's not a good time for me, and he's saying, I'd be happy to...
Be a tampon.
Yeah, I'll help you with... No, he's saying that's how close he wants to be to her.
Oh. Mm. All right. Well, that sounds like love.
Mm-hmm. I think it's called... That's love.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is love.
Yes, it is love.
It's,
do you see the name? I don't see the name.
I think it's called Charles at 70, Thoughts, Hopes, and Dreams.
Thank you.
It's 11.
That does sound right. I think I read that in the giant story, but there was no way I was going to find it in those 40 pages. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up?
If you went to bed early, I'll tell you who won the World Series and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland. That's our yearly Christmas party. We're doing it at the Masonic again, so we're very excited about that. You already knew about One Republican, Leon Bridges, and we've just added Michael Franti.
Yes.
I love it when a good thing gets even better.
Oh, my God. He's like one of our favorite people.
Absolute favorites.
In the world.
Limited tickets are still available.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it here on the station because you can win tickets. We will have them to give away, but if you want to be positive, you got them. Go to LiveNation.com and get yours before they're gone. All the details about Winterland are at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at BayClubHappy.com. Here's what's happening. So the Red Sox won the World Series last night, everyone. So
congrats to Boston.
They are the world champs. One of the things that was seen at the show, I believe you're done for the day, so I'm not radnitching you, was Ben Affleck was out in public at the game with his boy. Actually, the three of them were out. So it was Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Jimmy Kimmel all together at the... And Jimmy and Matt are all wearing I'm with Stupid t-shirts pointing into the middle, right. Which is...
Because of their long-running feud.
Right.
Which is one of the most adorable things about Jimmy Kimmel's show, is that Matt Damon and he clearly love each other. They go to therapy sessions. It's so funny. That is such a goddamn funny thing.
You'll very likely see photos and more on that story. Yeah. Probably see it on their show, or on his show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What about... Bryn, did you get audio or did you listen to Ryan Tedder saying the national anthem for Saturday's World Series game?
Of course he did very well.
Ryan of One Republic, who's about to perform at Winterland.
Our show, yeah.
Great job.
That's good. It's really dramatic. A little dramatic. I'll request it at the show. See if he'll do it for Winterland. That was good. Thanks for playing that.
So the Red Sox won, and that's it for baseball.
Woo! Till next year. See you next year. Go Giants. Go A's.
You may or may not. Human, are you familiar with cameras called Red? They're used
a
lot. You're familiar with them.
Yeah. That's the standard camera for filmmaking now.
Red.
Red is.
Is it a brand name? Or
it's a brand name of camera. It's digital, and it can, in price, it can go from $5,000 to $80,000 for these cameras. They're launching a new cell phone. Red is.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
So I guess this Red Hydrogen 1 smartphone will be available starting November 2nd. It retails starting for $1,300.
Oh, I'm going to get that.
You are?
Why not?
Does it run its own platform? Like,
they say here that it's a holographic smartphone, and it's got an extremely, I don't know, it's got an extremely unique camera. Red is known for their cameras.
Right, so this is their way of getting cameras into people's hands.
I guess so. Well, they, as a business, for example, you've not heard of Red, right?
No.
Me neither. But in the industry, they're known.
But I guess my question is, you know, the things that there's the two big running operating systems. So will you be able to get, are you going to run like the
No, you're going to run Android. Apple will
so
only.
So it'll be Android, and then it'll be,
Apple
you'll
would
use
never,
the Android, yeah, Google Apple Play, would, yeah, or whatever the, whatever.
Apple's
the,
too good for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
They say it's capable of recording in a 3D format that's specific to the phone's screen.
Oh,
so whether
3D.
Or not this thing works and is great, I don't know. But this Red camera is known in the industry, and so it'll be interesting to see if they can break into the phone business.
Because that's a tough nut to crack.
It's not something that I would...
The market's pretty much cornered.
I think most people would advise against it.
Well, I don't see a headphone jack.
Oh, no.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well,
ridiculous.
I can't see that. Do you see it, Bryn?
I'm looking. It's a very thin phone, so I'm trying to get a different view.
I'm going to look at the specs.
Would you be pulled out of retirement to make a new cell phone movie if you got the Red cell phone?
Well, yeah. I mean, if they're like, I can't imagine they would, you know, entrust me. There's so many phenomenal directors out there, but absolutely.
Oh, you mean you wouldn't just want to do it? They'd have to approach you.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to raise the money. It's either me or them, right? And they're making a cell phone.
Great news! Looks like it has a headphone jack.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy, look at that thing.
So you're gonna get one?
Yeah, I want to see if T-Mobile is gonna sell it though. If they do, it'll make my life way
get
easier.
Get it on their network. That's very interesting. You don't really hear too. You hear about phone companies going away,
right?
Or failing, but not like, hey, we're going to do this too.
And listen, at the end of the day, I do a lot of the social for the radio station, so my camera actually matters way more than my phone.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Shame.
He has spoken. A new survey found the average Android user spends 3 hours and 42 minutes a day looking at their phone. 3 hours, 42 minutes a day.
How about the other
phone.
Guys?
iPhones, 4 hours,
yeah,
54 minutes.
God, those iPhone users.
Holy crap.
Almost 5 hours a day looking at your phone.
Well, it's because it's so awesome.
Is that why?
Must be.
I don't know, Apple.
Or have we just gotten so antisocial that it's easier to look into our phone than it is to look at the person we're sitting near?
Isn't it weird when you guys want to plug in headphones, you can't?
I can.
Oh, okay, good.
I can.
I can.
We all have old phones. I have a 6. And I'm going to rock it as long as possible. Mm-hmm. You have a converter? Oh, you have a little dongle thing.
The dongle.
Yeah. Fun. But you actually have a pair of headphones that are Bluetooth.
Yeah, a couple of Bluetooth headphones.
Oh.
Sometimes I just want the connection, the wired connection.
I just want the connection. Can I please get a wired connection?
The story went viral last week. A woman named Betsy Reyes in Oklahoma City says she recently figured out that her dog Princess has been sneaking out at night and going to McDonald's and pretending to be a stray so people would give her food.
She
caught Princess
Secret Life of her dog
in the act on Sunday, and the pictures she posted on Facebook have gone viral. She's asking people, please stop feeding my dog. She's my dog. She's fed.
Is she getting fat?
Well, yeah, that's what she says.
If you can see my dog walk over to McDonald's, I gotta go get my cheeseburger.
If you see my dog at McDonald's, quit feeding her fat bleep, is the quote.
Mm.
That's funny.
Or keep your dog in your house. Figure that out.
Yeah. What are you doing letting your dog? I mean, well, maybe in Oklahoma, it's like, remember the olden days when dogs just used to run around?
Well,
it was weird. Those were, you know, I lived out in the country, so it was.
Our dogs are on a leash.
I'd only lived in California, and then when I moved to Oregon, I found people don't have fenced-in yards
right.
the way we do here. Here,
so you let
you've
your dog,
got
right.
everything
squared
this
off.
Is your space, and you know it. Mm-hmm. There, you wouldn't even know where your line begins or ends, and it's not a thing.
Right.
So maybe
actually,
that's what's going
California's
on.
Like, I mean, I'm sure that's in other places, too. I know in Texas, but they all seem to have yards in the tract housing. But yeah, I never grew up with any fences either. And it was, you know, everyone's dog was just everywhere.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
A guy named Brian Goldbach from Owensboro, Kentucky, was taking his 5-year-old son to a trick-or-treating event on Thursday night.
All right. That's fun. Safe for
Brian
the kids.
Decided he would dress as a Nazi officer and he would dress his son up as Hitler.
Oh, what a dummy.
So we've discussed the costume
Where
things,
is this
and this is in Kentucky. And I realize that, you know, we're a sensitive society and it makes some people feel, well, both ways. You either feel like it's not sensitive enough and you want to call people out on it, or you feel like, man.
Listen,
but I'm going to tell
everybody.
You right now, Hitler's not, that's not a move.
Yeah, that's
and
not
then,
acceptable.
So I saw the story and then I saw the picture. This dude's got a Nazi officer outfit.
Oh.
So he's.
Like he broke that out of his cold storage.
It seems like it's more legit than the one you ordered on Amazon that ties in the back. And
yeah. I don't think they sell Nazi stuff on Amazon.
Right.
But, you know, I could be wrong.
So he right. wanted to go out in his costume.
He's got this outfit, you know. It's like the dress you can never find an event for.
And put the little...
the little mustache.
Hitler stash on his boy. So...
What fun. Did it go over great at the party?
He said, "This is because me and my family love history, and we often dress as historical figures." But after the event, he put up an angry post on Facebook saying he was shocked at how badly people treated him and his son. Tonight, grown adults threatened a child over his costume. They threatened his mom and dad as well. First, it's none of your business. Second, how dare you?
Oh my God, this guy is so out of touch.
We had the displeasure of dealing with the fruits of the so-called tolerant left. Next day, after the post on Reddit about his costume and the outrage went viral, he backed that by apologizing. It was probably in bad taste for me to let my child wear that. Probably for me to wear that. It didn't occur to me. So it took a day of...
Took the world.
Viral hatred for him to go, maybe I was the one. Maybe it's me.
Oh, I wonder, I mean, what does he do for work? Are they going to be...
They can't be happy.
Rethinking
right.
his position?
Is he going to a job today?
Yeah, what a dummy.
Did you do anything in your youth that you hid from your mom because you didn't want her to know that you, for example, wore a mini skirt to school or...
You know, we used to put makeup on the bus.
Right. Hide that stuff from mom
yeah,
because
a little bit,
she's
not really.
Going to be pleased.
She was always pretty tolerant. I mean, you know, I also, you know, I wasn't like I was wearing dresses. Forget that. Oh, I just wished I was a boy so bad.
Ugh. Sydney Allen, 20, of Clearwater, Florida, quietly pierced her nipples back in June. Her sister gave it to her as a birthday gift.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 20, so she
so
shouldn't
she's
be
legally able
she
to
shouldn't
do that.
Be stressed about what mom thinks anyway. But she was. They kept it. They figured, how's mom ever gonna know?
She's not gonna see my nipples.
So they kept it a secret. Except that apparently she has something called syringomyelia. It's a rare condition of spinal fluid buildup in the spinal cord. So she has to get X-rays regularly. And of course, she was with her mom.
And didn't take the nipple rings out?
Didn't think that they would show up. So here is the first photo of what her mom saw. This is the X-ray.
Oh boy.
As her little
princess.
There they are together. They're cute.
The mom and
nice.
The daughter.
Yeah,
are both
they're,
very,
they look nice enough.
Those are their
very
bars,
conservative.
Actually. I was
sure.
thinking they would be little rings, but she's actually got little bars with the screw on ends.
So there in the doctor's office, as the x-ray was revealed, mom got to see the piercings for the first time.
And what did she say?
My mom saw my piercings as soon as the x-ray popped up, and the doctor and I started laughing hysterically.
Oh, no.
She said her mom grew silent, staring at the extremely clear metal rods projected on the computer screen, and said, "We'll discuss this later."
Oh, no.
Visibly upset.
Yeah. I made you perfect, and look what you've done to yourself.
Well.
So the reason mom has a say is maybe she still lives at home? That must be it? Like sometimes you say, my house, my rules kind of thing?
Are you telling me your boys, if they pierced their man area, they would want you to know about it?
No. I would, and I don't want to know.
Maybe
about
she's
it.
One of those moms who wants, who's highly opinionated, and it's easier to keep
it's
her from knowing stuff.
Her, right, you're going to be harangued about it for years,
no
the rest
one,
of your life.
Right, so maybe that's it.
Yeah, these are for me, mom. They're special. And they're only for me, not for you.
Would you thumb three thumbs up a Prince Albert piercing?
I would not.
If Berkeley comes home with that,
I would hope A, that he just didn't tell me, and that he would B, that he'd be smart enough not to do that. But that's, you know, lots of people ruin their things. I don't know. I don't want to know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, "I'm laughing so hard at this last Thursday's secret show where Yuzette stares straight ahead during that part of church. I don't want to give it away. I certainly don't want to wear the cone." And Sarah goes on to, "They're laughing so hard at the hostility displayed by you two." And
yeah,
I'm
it's
the
worth
one.
A listen, but
you guys
remember,
frame me all the time as being the hostile one. And there it seeps out of you two. Unbelievable.
I actually went back and listened to that secret show.
Oh, you did? Was it funny?
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Is it really? I got to listen to it.
You should listen to it.
Are you embarrassed for yourself?
No.
What?
No.
Well, you didn't feel like, wow, that was me really looking the bad look.
It's my truth.
Live your truth, woman. Speak your truth, live your truth.
No matter how jacked up it is, that is my truth.
I like it.
I know
that's
it's
funny.
Wrong.
And Sarah thinks everybody's got diarrhea hands.
Well, you never know what people have.
No, you never do, but you figure you're showing your best hands.
Well, I don't know
at
what you did
church.
Right before you ran out the door to not be late for church. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll finish up those wonderful texts after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.